USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Intelligence Committee has released the final report on impeachment. The report from the Democratic-led panel says President Trump placed his own personal and political interests above the national interests of the United States. Now, regarding impeachment, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's a myriad of options of how the House passes articles of impeachment against the president.
Senator Schumer and I could work out an agreement on what the procedure would be in the Senate. Failing that, 51 senators of any particular persuasion could work out a procedure for handling it.
California Senator Kamala Harris says dropping out of the presidential race is one of the hardest decisions of her life, but her campaign simply doesn't have the money to continue. She told supporters in an email it's becoming harder and harder to raise money needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Voting on a new UAW contract for Fiat Chrysler workers could start as early as this Friday. A tentative agreement was reached on Saturday, and on Wednesday, union leaders will meet in Detroit to decide whether or not to send a contract to rank and file for a vote. That new high-tech TV you bought might just be spying on you. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
This is not a conspiracy theory. This comes from the FBI, which is warning that smart TVs with internet connections and facial recognition capability are vulnerable to hacking. And even without a hack, that technology could allow the manufacturer and app developers to keep an eye on you. A malicious actor could do everything from change your channels to spy on what you do and say when you're near your TV. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
There's talk in Washington, D.C. that President Donald Trump may not be impeached, but rather censured by the House of Representatives. And according to Florida former Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's now serving as special advisor to Trump for the impeachment, she says that would not be a good idea by Democrats.
Since the president did nothing wrong, censure is not acceptable. How can it be when you did nothing wrong? This process has been a sham from the beginning. The president did everything right, and they continue to attack us every day. You know it. The American people know it. And now what do they want to do this week? They want to bring in a bunch of academics to pontificate on whether or not the president did anything wrong. That's not going to fly with our lawmakers. It's not going to fly with the American people. And we will continue to go on the offense. This is a sham of a proceeding, and we're not going to accept it.
Oshkosh police say a school resource officer shot a 16-year-old student after being stabbed. Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith describes what they believe happened early in the investigation.
It was determined that there was an altercation at the SRO's office between the officer and a 16-year-old student. Initial reports saw that the student produced a weapon and stabbed the officer, at which time the officer fired on the student, striking the student one time.
It was the second straight day that a school resource officer shot a student during a confrontation at a Wisconsin high school. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.